Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. League in 2021. We're going to talk about that in a second. The Pacers whooped up on the Bulls last night. Indiana's got a cupcake tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. They play Jackson State. Jackson State is aggressively not good. We'll see if the Hoosiers can maintain some momentum. Butler, another game today in the Maui Invitational being played in Vegas. Don't ask me to explain it. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Use the promo code KentSterling for a special bonus. Fantastic. We love bonuses. And refer friends for even more bonuses. All right, let's talk about Jonathan Taylor. Splendid running back for the Indianapolis Colts. Second round pick out of Wisconsin. Fantastic career there. A really, really nice second half of his rookie season here with the Colts. Had a great game, one of the best games of all time in National Football League history last weekend in Buffalo, just 48 hours ago. Jonathan Taylor, can he be the MVP? All right, here's what he's going to have to do to get to the MVP, and here's why I believe he's got to do those things. The last MVP who was not a quarterback was a running back. It was Adrian Peterson back in 2012. Peterson, that year, had 2,097 rushing yards. He averaged 131.1 per game, had 2,314 total yards. He was only 7 or 8 yards behind the all-time leader for a season, single-season rushing record. That belonged to Eric Dickerson. Dickerson had 2,105 yards. So, and the guy before that was LaDainian Tomlinson. Tomlinson in 2006 had 1,815 yards and 28 TDs, the most all-time by running back. So, most all-time for any position. So what Jonathan Taylor has to do to get in the legitimate conversation as a potential league MVP, his pace right now, is to finish the season with 1,734 yards and 20 TDs. That's an awesome season. A great season. Not an MVP season. The Colts are in ninth place in the AFC. All right? So to be an MVP candidate, if you're going to be the most valuable player, you have to bring value to your team. The most valuable player cannot come from the ninth place team in the AFC. You've got to make the playoffs, and I think, even though I think the voting takes place during the regular season before the postseason starts, it would be good to make a little bit of a run during the postseason, or you got to set records. To get in the record conversation, what Jonathan Taylor needs to do is average 161 yards a game plus 2 TDs every game. If he does that, he can be the league MVP. If he doesn't do that, and doing that would be utterly historic in the annals of the National Football League. There have not been a lot of guys in the history of the league to go through a six-game span where you average 161. He really needs about 1,000 more yards. That is a lot of yards. If he gets to 2,000, he's in the conversation, but he's going to have to get a lot of carries. Hey, he had 32 last week for the 185. Right, 32 for 185, four rushing touchdowns, one receiving touchdown. That has never, ever been done. Ever in the history of the National Football League. He's going to have to do not quite that, but close, every single game the rest of the year. I love Jonathan Taylor. I liken Jonathan Taylor to a less charismatic version of Walter Payton. And I don't say that lightly. I never missed a game that Walter Payton played. I watched every game that he played. I love Walter Payton. Continue to love what he represented on the football field and off the football field. Jonathan Taylor, from a football perspective, reminds me of Walter Payton, minus the charisma. Where Payton was a bit of a showman. Payton was a little bit theatrical. Jonathan Taylor is not theatrical whatsoever. But that I believe that he's got some sweetness in him tells you what I think of Jonathan Taylor, and I do not believe that he's an MVP candidate in 2021, at least not right now. If he goes out against the Bucs, hey, the Bucs had the number one rushing defense in the National Football League. They were terrific again last night. If he has another day like he had in Buffalo, that changes the calculus a little bit, because not only will Jonathan Taylor have shown that he can get yards, he can get yards against the best defenses in the league. Other news from the Colts. Quentin Nelson, day-to-day. They're going to see if he's going to play this Sunday. He re-aggravated the ankle. Seems to do that every week. He's got to get a feel for that ankle and figure out a way to get ambulatory in order to play this weekend. They need him. So I think he's going to wind up playing. I think he's going to figure out a way to get on the field on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here are some facts about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How about this? The Bucs are undefeated at home. They beat the Giants last night 30-10. If you watched that game, you said, my God, what a team this is. The Buccaneers are phenomenal. Even though Tom Brady threw a pick, he'll throw it to the other guys, right? Hey, he may be 78 years old and may still be as good a quarterback as there is in the National Football League, but he's going to throw it to you on occasion. And the Colts, with the highest turnover differential in the National Football League at plus 15, will be waiting for that ball with open arms. But 5-0 at home are the Bucs. That means they're 2-3 on the road. They have scored 30 or more points every game they've played in Tampa. Away from Tampa, they have not scored 30 points in any of those five games. They are impossible to beat in Tampa. In Indianapolis, where this game is going to be played, they are very beatable. That's a good thing for the Colts, who really need this win. Got to get a win Sunday. You got to go to 7-5. If you go to 6-6, you're not going to be any better than ninth in the AFC, which is where the Colts stand right now. They got to find a way to continue to bank wins so that when they inevitably take that loss, and they're going to take more losses this season, at least one, right? You go to Arizona, if DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray play, you don't feel good about the Colts' opportunity to win that game. Now, those guys were down last week, and still the Cardinals played legitimate football. Anyway, Colts got to win this game. And then you got to beat Houston at Houston. And T.Y. Hilton hopefully is healthy for that game, because in Houston, he is a whole different guy. Talk about an MVP. If he played nothing but games against the Houston Texans, I think T.Y. Hilton would have two MVPs right now, and he would be a Hall of Famer. That's how good he's been against the Houston Texans. like I said, they are the number one run defense in the NFL, and this is a short week for the Bucs. Not only did they play Monday Night Football, but they're coming here on Saturday, which makes that week of preparation really kind of truncated. Maybe they get today off. They get to work tomorrow. They travel on Saturday. That's a rush, rush, rush week to a place where, let's face it, we love Central Indiana. We love Indianapolis. As residents of Indianapolis, we love it here. But at the end of November, it ain't no fun in Indianapolis. We'll see what happens this weekend. The Colts, they have not lost in regulation in the last eight games. They are 6-0-2 in regulation over the last eight games. IU tonight against Jackson State. Jackson State's terrible. Straight up terrible. Perfect holiday week opponent for the Indiana Hoosiers. Hoosiers favored by 22.5. This game on BTN. Assuming that there's not a volleyball game that precedes this game that's going to run through the first half, you're going to be able to see the entirety of this game on BTN, which would be wonderful. The people in Chicago willing to help out Hoosier fans by showing the entire game instead of forcing Hoosier fans to download the Fox Sports app in order to watch the first half. I am hot with the Big Ten Network. That's just irresponsible programming from somebody in the media who's put together schedules. This pisses me off because it shows an indifference to the people who use your product. And if you're going to force us to pay for your product, pay a premium for your product, which we do for the Big Ten Network, it's rolled into the basic tier, right? However, we pay for it every month. Give us what we want, and that is not Minnesota and Wisconsin playing volleyball. That is Indiana playing basketball tonight against Jackson State. Jackson State's got losses to Illinois, lost to Illinois by 24. There's no shame in that. They also lost to Cal Baptist. I've never heard of Cal Baptist as a basketball program. Louisiana Tech, they lost to. Marshall, they lost to. They're 0-4. The Hoosiers are 4-0. Indiana needs to continue to build momentum on the defensive end of the floor. The offense is going to come. The turnovers are going to diminish. Don't worry about that. But that defense has got to continue to churn night after night after night, possession after possession. They are number one in efficient field goal percentage against and two-point field goal percentage defensively. They've got Marshall on Saturday. They've got Syracuse at Syracuse a week from today. They're 282nd in turnover percentage. Got to clean that up, but I think that they will because these guys listen to Mike Woodson, I think, in direct opposition of their tenor toward previous coaches. Pacers won big last night. They beat the hell out of the Bulls. I told you yesterday afternoon that if you enjoy wagering, investing in NBA basketball, the Pacers yesterday as a 1.5-point dog looked really good to me because the Bulls had won the previous night against the Knicks. The Pacers had had the night off. It's a short trip on the road. I thought that the Pacers were going to do what they did last night, and I told you that. They won 109-77. They won every quarter. Sabonis, 21-11. Every Pacers starter had 9 shots, but Sabonis, who had 14. This is the way this team works well. Rick Carlisle has allowed this team to kind of run a little bit and create its own offense. That has balanced the shot attempts. It's not Malcolm Brogdon taking 22 shots. That's not the way this team works well. This team works really well when the shots are balanced among the 5 starters. And then Chris Duarte, who also had a bunch of shots coming off the bench, played 23 minutes. Nobody played 30 minutes for the Pacers last night. They've got the Lakers coming up tomorrow night at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. LeBron James is scheduled to play. Tonight, he is not going to play. He's been suspended for 1 game. He's not going to play at Madison Square Garden in New York. 1 trip to the Big Apple, at least to play the Knicks. And LeBron has been suspended for that game. We'll see if he appeals his suspension. He is scheduled to serve it tonight, though. Pacers out-rebounded the Bulls last night by 21, out-assisted them by 14. They are now 8-11. We'll see what they continue to do this season. I kind of like this Pacers team, tell you the truth. Last night, obviously, if you watched the game, you enjoyed it. I mean, what's not to enjoy? They won every quarter, for God's sake. Butler yesterday hammered by Houston and Kelvin Sampson, who we hate, continue to hate. It's been 15 years or so. I don't care. Still hate Kelvin Sampson. Bryce Enzi is missed by Butler. Certainly they got beat 70-52. Bolden was 16 off the bench. Butler now 3-2. They've got Texas A&M today at 2:30 on ESPN2. A&M lost to Wisconsin by 11. KenPom favors Butler by 1. How about that? Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. Tomorrow, Optimism Wednesday. Thursday, Thanksgiving, we'll give thanks. And then Friday, we got all the, we got a lot to talk about with the Bucket game and Colts and Tampa and the Pacers and the Hoosiers and the Boilers. Let's go. Birthdays. Noah Feltner, happy birthday. The great Mark Schuyler, happy birthday. The great David Lee, happy birthday. I hope that he has enjoyed and continues to enjoy 108 West Wychwood in Lake Bluff, Illinois. Steve Karras, happy birthday. Dan Carpenter, my family built that house, you know. Happy birthday, Brad Lovett. Happy birthday, Tracy Johnson. The great Eric Stevens, happy birthday. The great Jerry Martin, happy birthday. Kevin Wheeler, happy birthday. Eric Rourke, Jimmy Wall, and Matt Dillon, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift people. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. We got enough of that in the world. Lift each other. All right, let's go. Let's take on the day like old Dr. Laurie used to say. And go Colts, go Pacers, go Hoosiers tonight. Use tonight, Hoosiers. Use it to become better. Use it as an improvement session. Can you? Let's hope. Because Jackson State, there are no other...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.